vessel for the master, that I may be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fit for the master, prepared unto all good works.
This is your radio friend and minister, Dr. Joshua Uhiara, bringing you healing words from the master. A radio program of the Master's Vessel Ministry, which lets you know that Jesus loves you as you are, but loves you so much that he will not leave you as you are. Radio friends, I welcome you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I want to speak on gaining higher spiritual ground. And we'll take our text from Philippians chapter 3, reading at verse 1. Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another opportunity we have now to search the scriptures. Thank you for my friends in Radio Land. I commit them into your hands as they listen, that the blessings that you have earmarked for them today will come upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Gaining higher spiritual ground. Our text, especially verses 12 to 14, shows Paul's intolerance of status quo Christianity. It shows Paul's dissatisfaction with wishy-washy, Sunday-only, pew-warming Christianity. Paul wanted more. He wanted to know Christ and his fullness. He desired strongly to gain a higher spiritual ground. With every fiber of his being, he strained for the prize of knowing Christ experientially and intimately. His pursuit of God was relentless. Johnson Oatman, 1856 to 1932, captured this spirit of pursuing God in his hymn of 1898, Higher Ground. In stanzas 1, 4, and the refrain or the chorus, Oatman says, I'm pressing on the upward way,
New heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Stanza 4. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The refrain of the chorus says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Beautiful prayer. What do we mean by gaining higher spiritual ground? Gaining higher spiritual ground, by that we mean deeper spiritual life. That's what gaining higher spiritual ground is all about. Deeper spiritual life. It means experiencing Jesus Christ in a personal, intimate, or deeper way. Spiritual high is the same as spiritual death. Many of us are satisfied with nominal Christianity, which is no more than Christianity only in name. Some are satisfied with identifying with a movement, a wave, a denomination, or church, especially one that is large, popular, and well-known, when the individual knows little or nothing about Christ. Paul calls religious show without intimacy with Christ rubbish, dung, the part of food that the human body rejects and considers useless, in fact, indeed, harmful. Gaining higher spiritual ground. Paul thought of gaining higher spiritual ground, deeper spiritual life, from three perspectives or 3 points. Let me mention them briefly. One, where he started his spiritual life from. Jesus took hold of him on the Damascus Road when he was engaged in jihad against the Church of Jesus Christ. He had to go back to where he started. If you cannot trace your Christian life back to what you used to be, and how you have come to be a new person, and what is ahead of you, you do not know what Christianity is yet. Two, where he was at the time he wrote this letter. He saw himself as an unfinished project, a work in progress. Paul reached for the goal. He was not perfected yet, not full grown, that's the perfection, had not reached functional perfection. What we mean by functional perfection is fully adequate for a given purpose. You begin to wonder, what is he talking about? Isn't it the Apostle Paul? Yes, the Apostle Paul. As spiritually strong as he was then, he still considered himself one who had not yet arrived. And thirdly, where he wanted to be, where he ought to be, where he should be, gaining higher ground in Christ, living the fullness of the life of Christ, knowing Christ better, being conformed fully in his image. Look at what he says in verse 10 and then 13 and 14. Verse 10, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. In verse 12b and 14, he said, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Gaining higher spiritual ground. How? To gain a higher spiritual ground, we must, number one, be aware of what we once were and reject it once and for all, especially self-righteousness. Number two, we need to admit to ourselves, to others, and to God that we have not arrived yet. Remember, Jesus is the way. He is the way without a terminal. So we never arrive. Those who fly the airplanes will understand this figure of speech. The terminal is the end of the journey. As far as we are concerned, in our life or journey with Christ, there is no terminal on this side of heaven. Radio friends, we will conclude this discussion next week, same time. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, again I present to you, my radio friends, and I'm asking now, Father, that you meet the needs in their lives, especially the need to know Christ, and not only to know him intimately. I pray, dear Lord, that the manifestation of the life and the power of Jesus Christ will be their portion, that he may rid them of sin, of sickness, of disease, and of anything, everything that is of the devil. Do this in the lives of these ones, dear Father, and take the glory and leave them with the blessings in Jesus' name.
Please feel free to worship with us in any of our branches within and outside Nigeria. You'll be richly blessed. Sunday school starts at 8:30 a.m. Our headquarter church is at 41 former 73 Azikiwe Road, Omuahia. For more information, prayer and counseling, call or text 081-4356-4758. Again, 081-4356-4758 or 080-3091-0262. Again, 080-3091-0262 or 081-8215-7697. Again, 081-8215-7697. God bless you.